5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What do you think is worth spending a lot of money on? Now, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, Raven has no idea, but I grabbed a clip of something he said yesterday during the show because it boggled my mind at the time. Raven, this is what you said.
When I see somebody with a beautiful car, I think to myself, it's not the investment that I would ever make. It's not where I would put my cash, but they have the right to do whatever they want to.
And I thought that that was really interesting because Raven insists on flying first class, which never made sense to me because I think flying first class is the biggest waste of money of eternity because you're going to spend all that money for a flight that's a couple hours where you can't be uncomfortable for a couple hours in the back, but you drive your car every single day. So when you said that, I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, just maybe it's the way that I consume things or, you know, abuse things or whatever. I mean, the car, I drive every car that I've got pretty hard, and I always have. And I drive an awful lot right now based on just where I live. It's a lot of miles. Doesn't make sense to have a nice car right now. When I fly, I want to be at the front of the plane. I want to get on first. I want to get off first. I want my baggage to get off that plane first. I want the hot towel. I want the meal.
See, now this is like, I'm on your team with the car thing when it comes to like, I don't ever want to get like a nice car either. I'd rather spend my money elsewhere. But a plane ride, I mean, come on, like 3-4 hours, you're mildly uncomfortable. You have so much more money to spend when you land if you don't spend that first class ticket. That I don't get.
Agreed.
John, have you flown more than 4 hours on first class before?
More than 4 hours? No.
There's a beautiful movie selection. There's a hot towel as soon as you get on the plane.
Oh, man, I flew JetBlue a couple weeks ago, and it was a nice movie selection in coach.
What are you talking about? Like, no, they don't have
towel.
Movies in the back for everybody else?
There's no hot towel on
JetBlue.
I just
have to defend Raven here and say, yeah, first class, it is worth it. I've only flown first class twice, and it was because they screwed something up, so they just bumped my tickets up, and wow, is that an experience. It's like a spa in the air.
Before we push back, I'll already be two double screwdrivers in. And then they're going to bring me a plate full of hot nuts and a hot washcloth. In about 30 to 35 minutes, they're going to ask me whether or not I want the chicken or the fish. Always get the chicken, by the way.
Right, but it's still airline food. And don't lie and say it's good, because my husband has to fly for work all the time. So he flies business class and higher, and he sends me pictures, and it looked nasty. Yeah, it's still nasty looking.
Probably got a fancier palate than I do.
It's like a kid's cuisine.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what is worth it in terms of meals is a good steakhouse dinner.
Yes.
Like, you spend, like, a ton of money. I usually eat, like, a couple times a year at a nice steakhouse. I can remember every single one of those experiences with clarity. I just did it for my birthday, which was a couple weeks ago. I got the crab cake too. Shared a porterhouse. Yeah. No, that's worth it.
I do like a nice steak.
I gotta say, what's worth the money is a nice bed. Rachel and I have been kind of shopping around for beds recently because the one we have is very old. But like, when you find that bed, it's like laying on a cloud or a pillow or something. I don't care how much I have to spend on it. Oh, I'm spending the money on it.
Yeah.
My husband's been spending a lot of money lately on pillows. I don't know what is up with him, but every couple of weeks he comes home with a new pillow. And I'm like, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm on that pillows. Team. Yeah. I'm on that team 100%. I just got some new ones. It was amazing.
You know what's worth it for me? And you guys are going to roll your eyes. A good outfit. Like, I love good clothes. Good clothes that when you put them on, you feel good in those clothes. To me, like, that's worth the splurge.
I'll just take the honey scrub at the Mani Pedi. Just get me in quick for my nail appointment. That's all the splurge that I need.
Yeah, in my life, I have never spent money on either of those two things that you just talked about.
You know what's the greatest
worth
thing?
Worth it.
Get your Mani Pedi and then go sit in first class.